K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert, you're caller 20.
All right, awesome.
Nicely done. You are on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala in Paris.
Oh, man, that would be so amazing.
All right, so the phones have worked for the last 10 minutes, so that's good. We've got that going for us. They've been in and out all day here at K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? CBS Lawyers versus Stephen Colbert on the show today. An employee of a jewelry shop in Montebello fought off a thief with a gun, which was crazy. People are dumb on the show. What's up with Florida? We have the 420 catch of the day. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see Gorillaz. And we will continue to qualify you to see Tame Impala in Paris. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
A thief in Florida got caught in the van he was trying to steal. It's possible for the owner to lock it from the outside. So he was caught inside the van until the police got there to let him out. What's up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock. It's not a surprise that the phones went out. That's not a surprise here at K-Rock. That happens pretty much all the time, most likely because we didn't pay our bill. But I think they're working now. And we mentioned earlier this morning, K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 6, which is Tame Impala in Paris. So we're going to give you another chance to qualify for that coming up at 3 o'clock. What's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
A 26-year-old man in Florida named Dean Young was driving his car along the street and noticed a landscaping van parked along the street last week. He got out of his car, ran up to the van, and climbed in the back. Meanwhile, the landscaper came back and locked the van, a security feature he had that he could do from the outside. So the man that was trying to steal the van was now trapped inside of it and couldn't get out. Dean realized he was trapped and freaked. He started screaming for help, banging on the doors, saying he couldn't breathe. But the landscaper didn't open the van until the police got there and got him out because there were sharp tools inside, including machetes. The thief, Dean, told the police he wasn't trying to steal the van. He was just out handing out business cards when a dog chased him. So he had to get inside the van to be safe. But there was security video from the house that he was in front of, and it showed no dogs. And they arrested him for burglary and criminal mischief. There was one report that he was completely drunk.
I am never going to drink again, ever.
Right. Got a new song from 21 Pilots. It's called Drag Path. It is a song that they never officially released, but was on other versions of albums. And they didn't want to take it away from the people who actually bought it. So they made a slight edit and they put it out officially. And this is Drag Path. It's 21 Pilots on the world famous K-Rock. Brand new 21 Pilots called Drag Pain on K-Rock. This is a song that they had released on the limited edition album of Beach. And now they put it out a little differently. It's an official single for 21 Pilots on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Julie.
Hi, Julie, you're caller 20.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
I've been trying all morning. The phone has been so funky.
Yeah, these phones went down for a long time. I'm surprised they're working now. But you are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Tame Impala in Paris.
I will take it.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We've had to fight the FCC a lot during the Kevin and Bean Show days. This is just continuing now.
You know who is not one of my guests tonight? That's Texas State Representative James Tallarico.
This is Stephen Colbert from The Late Show.
He was supposed to be here, but we were told in no uncertain terms by our network's lawyers, who called us directly, that we could not have him on the broadcast.
I think those are the same lawyers that ran CBS Radio when CBS owned K-Rock. Because I got the same phone call from the lawyers, and it's pretty intimidating.
Then I was told, in some uncertain terms, that not only could I not have him on, I could not mention me not having him on.
Same.
And because my network clearly doesn't want us to talk about this, let's talk about this. You've probably heard. You might have heard of this thing called the equal time rule, okay? It's an old FCC rule that applies only to radio and broadcast television, not cable or streaming. that says if a show has a candidate on during an election, they have to have all that candidate's opponents on as well. It's the FCC's most time-honored rule right after no nipples at the Super Bowl.
But I didn't think that this related to radio.
There's long been an exception for this rule, an exception for news interviews and talk show interviews with politicians. Now, that's crucial. How else were voters supposed to know back in 92 that Bill Clinton sucked at saxophone? But on January 21st of this year, a letter was released by FCC chairman and smug bowling pin Brendan Carr. In this letter, Carr said he was thinking about dropping the exception for talk shows because he said some of them were motivated by partisan purposes.
I mean, technically, the left is about politics and the right is about politics.
Well, sir, you're chairman of the FCC. I think you are motivated by partisan purposes yourself. Sir.
Oh, snap.
Let's just call this what it is. Donald Trump's administration wants to silence anyone who says anything bad about Trump on TV because all Trump does is watch TV. Okay? He's like a toddler with too much screen time. He gets cranky and then drops a load in his diapers. So it's no surprise.
He does seem to know about every single award show. He's got a response, all of it negative, to anything he sees on TV.
The two of the people most affected by this threat are me and my friend Jimmy Kimmel. When this letter dropped, we both talked about the letter on air. Anyway, I decided to take Brendan Carr's advice. I am going to interview James Tallarico tonight, but it's not going to be on The Late Show. It's going to be on The Late Show's YouTube page. The network says I can't give you URL or a QR code, but I promise you, if you go to our YouTube page, you'll find it. Carr here claims he's just getting partisanship off the airwaves, but the FCC, as I said, is also in charge of regulating radio broadcasts. And what would you know? Brendan Carr says right-wing talk radio isn't a target of the FCC's equal time notice. Now, as I said, at this point, he's just released a letter that says he's thinking about doing away with the exception for late night. He hasn't done away with it yet, but my network is unilaterally enforcing it as if he had.
Which is exactly what scared corporations do.
And this doesn't just affect interviews. The rules forbid any candidate appearance, including by voice or picture. That's right. I am absolutely not allowed to show a photo.
Oh, this is new. No pictures. Wow.
Heck, I'm not even, and this is true, I'm not even allowed to show you a drawing of him, okay?
Oh, f*** you.
In Montebello, an employee of a jewelry store fought a thief with a gun. They say don't do that, but this one ended up pretty well. Got details coming up on K-Rock.
And a jewelry store employee makes the split-second decision to fight back against a would-be robber who appeared to be holding a gun.
Don't do that. And details next.
Dumbass.
Sorry, that's the end of the story. Here's the beginning.
And a jewelry store employee makes the split-second decision to fight back against a would-be robber who appeared to be holding a gun.
I don't feel like that's ever a good idea.
Eyewitness News reporter Tim Pulliam spoke to the woman about that terrifying moment.
Security video shows that Alin Ohan was minutes from closing when the masked man initially entered the store, claiming he was buying a Valentine's Day gift for his wife.
That guy's really cutting it close. They were closing for the night.
This camera angle shows him briefly leaving the store only to return and making threats.
He said, oh, don't do anything, don't just open the window. And I see he has the gun.
Video shows the man brandishing his weapon, then pointing it toward Alin.
He said, I'm scared so much.
So the thief asks her if she's scared, and she says, absolutely, I'm scared so much.
But she apparently powered through those fears and bucked at the robber. The two of them in a fierce back-and-forth tussle just before he used his gun to shatter the display case. As he tries to swipe the jewels, Alin takes swipes at him.
I'm going to say again, if a guy has a gun, I don't know that you should fight him. Here's the jewelry store owner.
She's very brave, definitely, and I would say I wouldn't want her to do it again.
Ohans owns Fast Fix Jewelry and Watch Repair inside Montclair Place Mall. The incident unfolded last Thursday while he was away.
But he had one employee there who meant business.
Alin, using all her might, fending off the would-be robber, saving the family business.
Really grateful in having her around over here. But I would definitely not recommend to any business owner or any of their employees, to be honest, to take such an action like that. It is, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, they always say don't do that, because if they are going to shoot somebody, you don't know that. So you might not be able to fight them off at all.
Montclair police say it appears the man got away empty-handed. They want people to come forward if they recognize him. Investigators recovered the weapon they say was an unloaded BB gun.
He would have put at least one BB in it if he knew he was going to run into Hispanic crouching tiger hidden dragon.
Dumbass.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you're caller 20.
Woohoo! Oh, my goodness!
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Tame Impala in Paris.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can say the on the radio.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Oops.
All right.
Not ready for that.
We're going for it a little bit early.
Hey, it's time for three things at four.
Hey, let's do it. Okay, number one.
Go ahead.
A 92-year-old woman in China stunned nursing home staff and the internet after escaping her care facility by climbing over a 7-foot metal gate, with surveillance video showing her scaling the barrier and dropping onto the other side in about 24 seconds. The woman, who has severe Alzheimer's disease, was seen calmly hoisting herself up, swinging a leg over, and disappearing down the street, prompting staff to launch a search. She was found unharmed about 25 minutes later nearby and safely returned. But the viral footage left viewers absolutely mind blown. I mean, she's more agile than I would say people who are in their early 20s.
She's badass.
She's badass, and I wonder how long she was planning her escape for.
Yeah.
I feel bad that she got caught. Okay, number two. A British woman on OnlyFans is making lots of money for her content, which includes things like turning on the oven, buttering toast, and filling up her gas tank with her clothes on. Okay? Here's her telling her story.
Okay, Rock, hello, who's this?
We're getting there.
Sorry.
We're getting there.
We'll get there. Here we go.
Hey, we have not wanted to release Drag mm-hmm. Path.
Nope.
Nope, not that one. Sorry. Getting closer. Getting closer.
All right, this is the one.
Okay.
My name's Emma Phelps, but on OnlyFans, I'm known as Lucy Purse Strings. I make money by filming myself, putting the heating on, filling up the car with petrol, cooking with the oven. You know, stuff that now feels sort of extravagant. People just really get off on it.
So which ones perform the best?
Thermostat videos. Anything over 16 to 18 degrees is considered very risque these days. I first realized what was happening when I uploaded a video of me buttering some toast, just for a bit of fun. But all the comments were like calling me a bad girl. It just sort of went nuts. I had 8,000 new subscribers within 24 hours.
What?
Petrol content is huge. I have a number of fans who asked me to fill up my car to a full tank or taking my hand off the pump. Just looking straight down the lens like a vacant mum. That got me a lot of cash.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed, just doing regular things.
What?
So, dude, I got to get on OnlyFans.
Wow.
I can butter the hell out of some bread. And number three, on Saturday at the Winter Olympics, a men's round-robin curling match between Canada and Sweden erupted into a rare on-ice confrontation after Sweden accused Canada of cheating by double-touching a stone after release, a violation that would require the stone to be removed from play. Sweden's Oscar Erickson alleged that Canadian curler Mark Kennedy touched the stone after it crossed the hog line, while Kennedy forcefully denied the claim, telling Erickson to F off, a moment that was caught on camera and quickly went viral. The heated exchange briefly overshadowed Canada's 8-6 win. It drew strong reactions from fans, obviously. obviously, and led world curling officials to increase monitoring for potential infractions, though no official ruling of cheating was made, with both teams maintaining that they played by the rules. But when you watch the video,
yeah,
I feel like you can clearly see that he touched it twice.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and I mean, Canadians usually apologize if you bump into them, so seeing one drop an Olympic F-off while being accused of cheating was a real plot twist. I didn't see that coming. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We played this a little bit earlier. It's 21 Pilots. The name of the song is Drag Path, and it was an extra track on Bleach. And so Tyler went to Instagram to explain them releasing this track now.
Hey, we have not wanted to release Drag Path officially because we want to respect those who purchased it back when the album was being released. So that's why we've waited. But now we want to release it. What we're going to do is we're going to release it with a slightly different edit to it so that those who bought it have a more original version of it. So the official released version is going to be a little bit different structurally. Most of it's intact, but I wanted to save something special for those that purchased it originally.
So here you go. It is the 420 catch of the day. It's called Drag Path, and it's 21 Pilots on K-Rock. 21 Pilots released Drag Path. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up during the 5 o'clock phone topic, we're going to have your tickets to see Gorillaz at the Palladium on Monday.
Finale announced this morning, the K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 6.
We're going to send you to see Tame Impala in Paris, so get on the standby boarding list at 5 on K-Rock.
All I'm saying is I want to retire in that retirement home. That's my point. It's K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and tell us the story.
Okay, so I saw this video earlier, and it is these women, very hot women, and they are on the tables and the countertops, and they are twerking.
Right.
The only issue is that it is at their jobs at a retirement home.
Ah.
And so it's a little controversial. They have obviously been fired.
I mean, I can see why people would get upset, but also, don't you think, like, for some of them, they were like, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Absolutely. I felt like I saw one gentleman's face that was having a great time, you know, and they were bringing fun and excitement.
So they were fired?
They were fired. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Our topic today is you got fired because of something you did.
Mm.
You got fired because of something you did. I my first job was in construction.
What?
It was.
Okay.
Shut up. And I was scraping the floors in an apartment complex, and there were like 144 of them. It was so dull that it got to be about 11 o'clock. We started playing baseball with like a mound of tape.
Okay.
And 2x4s, and we were swinging the 2x4s and running around. And our boss walked in and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Playing baseball."
He fired us.
Fun.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, I've been fired before.
Yes.
In my crazy days, I got fired for stealing.
Ah.
Little thief. Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yeah. All right, so you got fired because of something you did. It was your fault. 800-520-1067 is the phone number, and you can call us and or text us. We had a texter win last week.
Yeah, we did.
And when I say win...
We've got your tickets this week to see Gorillaz at the Palladium on Monday, and the show sold out.
All right. You got fired because of something you did. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Leah.
Hi, Leah. You are caller 20.
Woohoo! Yes! Finally!
You are on the standby boarding list for a trip to Paris to see Tame Impala.
Oh, so cool. So excited.
Yeah.
Good luck. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with Megan Holliday, and we are taking your phone calls on you got fired because of something you did.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Gorillaz at the Palladium on Monday.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, getting fired for something I did.
Yep. What happened?
All right. So I used to work at a bar, and I bought weed from one of my coworkers, and my manager caught me. However, that same manager also buys weed from the same guy.
He didn't want you taking all the weed, buying all the weed.
I was so mad. I was like, wait a minute. Like, what do you mean? Like, dude, I've seen you buy weed from this guy. He's like, that's not the point. I go, what do you mean?
That's not the point.
That guy sucks.
That guy sucks. You did the right thing.
I felt glad to leave that bar.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I made a $59,000 mistake at work.
Oh, man.
What?
Yes, I am a mortgage loan professional, and I left off something called mortgage insurance that's required on loans over 80%. I asked for help. In my defense, I did know something was wrong, and I made the mistake. Looked for help. There was nobody there. They funded the loan without that mortgage insurance.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. So they fired you immediately?
Immediately. They cleared my desk out. I did not know. There were no questions asked. There was no defending myself. I was like, all right, yeah.
You had to do the walk of shame. That sucks.
It wasn't that bad. The place was shameful. It was all green velvet furniture and green carpet. That was shameful.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's true.
K-Rock, hello.
All right. I got fired for... This is Santa Monica!
What?
That is a guy that used to call the Kevin and Bean Show, and I love him so much.
Oh, my God.
Yes. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so a long time ago, there was a little Italian restaurant in Encino that I worked at the to-go window. I was about 17, and I figured out that bottles of beer went into the cannoli containers perfectly. So when my friends would go to parties, they would call and order the cannolis, and I would serve them cannolis. And they fired me when they find out, which I can't believe they would do that.
That was genius. I love it.
That was some solid work on your part.
It took a lot of investigating. I had to find the exact right container, but yeah, it worked great.
You're thorough. You should have gotten a bonus.
How did they actually catch you?
Well, one of the managers walked into the cooler while I was putting the beers into the cannoli container.
Oops.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. All right, 800-520-1067 for your stories and or text about getting fired for something you did.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to go to the sold-out Gorilla Show at the Palladium on Monday.
Did you do something that got you fired?
Well, this person did, the 714. I got fired in 1993 as a 17-year-old female at a corporate job for sexually harassing a man that I had never met in person. We struck up a friendship over the phone, and I emailed him some dirty gothic poems, and he saved them all, then turned me in so he could sue the company for money.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't even straight.
It's K-Rock. You got fired because of something you did.
The 951, Lauren, she said, I once got fired for putting in my phone number for customers' purchases to stack up reward points for myself when they told me they didn't have a number registered with us. She got that free sub from Jersey Mike's. You know what I mean? Smart. I like it.
K-Rock, you got fired because of something you did.
Caught my one of my two married bosses having a threesome with a new employee.
And you got fired for that?
Got fired for that. I was up in Idlewild doing a job. I followed them after the job, though, because I didn't know where I was. And I came to find out that I followed them to a hotel. And they saw me, and they told me how to get back to the office. And what a shocker that the next day I got let go.
Oh, wow. My God. You should have sued the hell out of them.
I really wish I would have taken video of that. I would have probably blackmailed their wife.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you say, what about me? Why not me?
Yeah.
Well, come on. Those two guys were pretty hideous looking.
Oh, yeah. That would have been fun for you. No.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
You got fired for something you did.
Yes. I used to work at his pizza. And a homeless guy came in and hit me in the head with one of our containers.
He hits you over the head?
Busted it on my head. I ended up getting a concussion. But because I followed him out with the industrial can opener to hit him back, I got fired.
Wow.
Industrial can opener. I like your style.
Yeah. Oh, he cracked it on my head. What was I going to do?
I mean, the industrial can opener seems to be the answer.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
All right, man. Well, I was working at a warehouse, and one time I had edibles on me, and I thought I could have, like, slipped one to my coworker, and I guess it was too much for him. So he crashed the forklift, dropped a whole bunch of pallets, and then he ran into the room to the manager, and he's like, he gave me something. And, yeah, I got fired.
What a narc.
I know, seriously.
Wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, we were really cool, too, so I thought it would have been all right.
Yeah.
He kind of smokes, too, but I guess the edibles
is a whole other category.
Edibles is a whole different thing. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
K-Rock, hello.
I was working at the Hilton as room service and a server. So one night I was working late as room service. So we were supposed to drop off our money at the safe deposit box in the front desk. Well, we were going out that one night, so I put all my money into my locker.
Okay, you're supposed to turn in the money, but you were lazy or excited to go out, so you put it in your locker.
You're a thief!
The next day when I had to open a restaurant and to go get my money, which should have been in the safe deposit box, my money was gone. Somebody broke into my locker, took all my money, left me change.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I had to let the manager know what happened. They ended up firing me. I found out afterwards that it was one of this girl's boyfriend that I was kind of messing with. Well, at the end, she told me that he did it, but at the end, I was still screwing his girl, so.
Oh!
So point for you.
I guess he wins in the end.
Yeah. All right, so we have tickets for Gorillaz Monday night.
Yes.
I like Edible Guy.
I absolutely love Edibles Guy. His name is Matthew.
Hey, Megan.
What up?
Matthew, you're our winner. You got tickets to see Gorillaz.
Love it.
Woo! Thank you for calling in with your crazy ass story.
Especially as high as you are.
K-Rock, y'all the goat.
Yeah!
Thank you, Matt. Who wants to go to Paris?
And see Tame Impala get to you on the standby boarding list coming up at 6 o'clock on K-Rock.